Time now for StoryCorps. People across the country are taking part in this project, recording their memories. Myra Dean came to StoryCorps to remember her son, Rich.
People used to ask him what he wanted to be when he grew up, and he used to tell people he either wanted to be a marine biologist or he wanted to be 10.
One year before Rich Stark would have turned 10, he was hit and killed by a reckless driver. Rich was playing outside in his suburban neighborhood.
The day he died, I was going to go out with my girlfriends, and Rich had a new friend named Steve. They were riding bikes, and I said, come on, we got to go pick up the babysitter. And he didn't want to go. He wanted to go to the corner because he wanted to watch the sunset. And I thought to myself, I don't want to tie him to his mama's apron strings. So I said, will you watch for cars? And I left. When I came back, I saw this crowd of people at the end of the street and ambulance lights, and I knew the minute I opened the car door and put my feet on the ground that it was Rich. And I got out of the car, and I just started running. A guy had been hot-rodding through our neighborhood. The car flipped over, and it landed on Rich. And all I can remember is they had pulled the driver out, and he kept saying, oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done? They put me in a police car, and I just started screaming. And the ambulance driver came to me at the hospital and said, there was nothing we could do, he's gone. And I can remember having my back to the wall, and I just slid down on my butt, leaning against the wall. And he said, ma'am, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but he was dead at the scene. He'll never know what that meant to me, because one of the things that was the hardest for me was, what if he was suffering and I wasn't there for him, you know? And the worst part is when you realize you're going to live because you just want to die. I thought I wouldn't live 10 minutes, and I was astonished when I'd live 10 days and mortified when I'd live 10 months and not even grateful yet when I had lived 10 years. I was just mostly surprised. And there was no one more astonished that I'd survived it than myself. When you lose your child, it's like somebody has just amputated a huge chunk of your heart. And the difference is people can't see the amputation. I miss him terribly. He was just a happy kid, and it's been a bittersweet thing that he died watching a sunset.
Myra Dean, remembering her son, Rich Stark, at StoryCorps in Abilene, Texas. Rich was killed 31 years ago this month. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.